Now, the bit of the myth that surrounds plastic surgery. As medicine and healthcare improves and the new technology and procedures help get rid of things like cancers and other disease, an increase, of course, in the expertise required from the plastic and cosmetic surgeon help restore normal function and appearance to patients after surgery. So, as I say, the common misnomer is that it's purely for aesthetic reasons. Well, not so. Dr. Graham Sellers is a member of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons, a former past president of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, and one of nine plastic, cosmetic and reconstructive surgeons at our wonderful Sand Hospital at Warunga, and he's sitting opposite me. G'day.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, and if you'd like to ask some questions about all of this of the good doctor, by all means. So that is the common myth, that it's, you know, all for aesthetics, where people want a new nose or new breast or whatever it might be, and then that's all that happens.
Yeah, I mean, plastic reconstructive surgeons, we do work with a spectrum from reconstructive surgery through to aesthetic.
Right.
And there's a lot of grey area in between. And
yeah.
A classic one would be, you know, breast reconstruction following mastectomy for breast cancer.
Yeah.
Obviously, the aesthetics of the result is very important to the individual.
And
and so there's a lot of crossover in those that sort of realm of plastic surgery.
Is it possible to reconstruct the breast so that they're almost back to normal again?
It depends on the individual circumstances. It depends on you know, how much soft tissue they have, what we have available to use, whether we need to use an implant or whether we can use the patient's own tissue.
Yeah.
And the best reconstructions are using the patient's own tummy tissue, and that gives a very good reconstruction.
Okay.
But it's not exactly the same. It's
patients
are being treated for cancer, and there's a
sure.
trade-off there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking serious car accidents. You know, that sort of thing, yeah, where your face has, you know, really been knocked around, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of what we call maxillofacial trauma, so sort of facial trauma following accidents. A lot of the significant trauma tends to be sent to the public hospitals as part of the trauma allocation services.
Yeah.
But certainly, you know, facial fractures following football injuries and those sorts of things is, you know, very commonly seen.
Melanoma?
Yeah, lots of melanoma, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, melanoma rates have been increasing probably by 60% since the mid-80s.
Is that right? That much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whilst it's fortunately, you know, survival rates are increasing with both melanoma and breast cancer due to the improvements in treatment, which is encouraging, although it's obviously it's not good that we're seeing an increase in diagnosis.
No, it isn't. That leads me to believe Australians aren't really learning the lesson about the sun. And we should have by now, shouldn't we?
We should have by now. There's certainly no shortage of advertising and education.
Yeah.
It's 95 to 99% of melanomas are caused by sun exposure. They're not all of them are caused by sun exposure, but certainly in genetically predisposed individuals, so people with white skin, basically.
Yep.
Having too much sun exposure, it certainly significantly increases the risk.
Now, it's lovely that we Europeans came here because we love the place, but it wasn't the ideal place for us to come, was it?
No. Genetically, we're not. It's not the best place to be living. Fabulous country, though, it is.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. Now, tumour removal. See, I'm thinking all sorts of things that you would need cosmetic surgery for. For instance, I mean, I had radical surgery myself at the Sand a couple of years ago, and I've got a big scar down my tummy and one down my back, and I hadn't even thought about it being, you know, repaired. Could it be in some way?
It depends on what sort of scar people end up with, but scar revisions is a common thing. You know, tends to be more visible scars, such as facial scars. If people get bad scars from accidents or dog bites, then we can certainly improve on those.
Yeah.
It's difficult when you get a scar. You're always going to have a scar, and our goal is to make that as imperceptible as possible.
Sure. Now, if you've got any questions for the doctor that you might have had surgery recently and wonder if this is something for you, give us a call, 13 13 32. Immediate reconstruction, do you do it immediately or can you wait, or does that make it worse?
There's a lot of benefits to doing an immediate breast reconstruction following mastectomy. I think psychologically there's certainly evidence, if a woman can go in with all the trauma and stress associated with a diagnosis and an operation for breast cancer, if they can wake up with a breast, something that they can fit in their clothes, it does help psychologically just deal with, it's one less of an insult to the individual.
Oh, really? So it can be that immediate?
We can do it. Usually the breast oncology or the breast cancer surgeon does the mastectomy, and then we can start the reconstruction immediately.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Interesting. I mean, it's nowhere near what you do, I don't think. But when I had knee surgery, I mean, they were using parts of my own ligament
yes.
to replace the anterior cruciate ligament. So where possible, do you use other parts of the body for the reconstructive process?
Yeah, it's as I was saying earlier, that, I mean, the best, most natural type of reconstruction is what we refer to as a tram flap, which is using the patient's own tummy tissue if they have enough spare.
Mm.
But there are a lot of options in breast reconstruction. Using implants is one of them.
Yeah.
Using your own tissue, whether it be from tummy or from the back, or indeed a combination of both of those.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of interest across the world in all the conferences at the moment looking at fat transfer and the stem cells that are found in patient's own fat. And perhaps in the future we'll be able to use that more routinely for reconstruction.
Which, of course, also begs the question. I mean, using your own bits is obviously most advantageous, isn't it? Because the technology advances now just astound me, and you'd be more on top of them than I am. Yeah.
Yeah, it's particularly in the area of stem cells, we're being able to, certainly in vitro or in a petri dish in the lab, we can use those stem cells to make heart tissue, to make pancreatic tissue.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the advances that are heading in that direction are very exciting, albeit very slow and incremental.
Yeah. And on the purely cosmetic side of it, I mean, really, what is wrong? If you've got a nose that you just hate and it's going to make you feel better, what really is wrong with doing that, you know?
Yeah, it's a very personal decision.
Yeah, of course,
cosmetic surgery. I mean, some people might have something like a larger nose, for example, that it just doesn't worry them, and they certainly...
They live with it, yeah.
Yeah, it's just because somebody else doesn't like it, I mean, you should...
Yeah.
You shouldn't do anything with it. But if it's an important thing for you and it's going to make you feel either better or more confident in how you approach life, I think it's a very positive thing.
Is there such a thing as day surgery for this sort of surgery?
Increasingly. A lot of rhinoplasty or nose surgery that I do, we do as day surgery.
Right.
Sometimes if it's combined with other procedures, the people might stay in overnight.
Yeah.
But there's been a big move from... overnight or even, a week's stay in hospital, 20 years ago to the vast majority of surgery being done as day surgery.
Yeah, Steve Fenwick was just in here. He was a former footballer. I don't think he's got a mucked up face, but I was just thinking as you were talking then about Mark Harris, who had a nose that went 9 different directions of footballer, and footballers, they break their noses all the time, tend to leave it until they retire. The longer you leave it, is it harder to get your nose back into shape if you want it to be?
It's with footballers, for example, you definitely should wait until you've decreasing the incidence of injury to
getting
your nose
smashed every week.
But when you've had as many broken noses as some footballers have, the bone becomes very thick and very difficult to work with. But it's a challenge we enjoy.
Yeah. And how much of an increase has there been in this sort of procedure over the years? All of them, I guess, all cosmetic procedures.
Yeah, cosmetic surgery has become far more socially acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, with its exposure in the media, with the internet, it's become more observed, more part of the everyday.
So yeah.
I think there's less of a stigma associated with it. But again, it depends on what sort of social circles people move in.
Yeah.
And there's certainly been an increase in cosmetic surgery procedures in the last 20 years.
Well, you know, it's all been associated with celebrities, hasn't it? I mean, Michael Jackson kept insisting, pardon me, that he hadn't had any. And I saw that comedian Joan Rivers on the David Letterman program. She's completely, totally, and utterly reorganized her face.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's very funny.
Mm.
But she makes no bones about it, like,
yeah.
You know, no big deal. And she's very funny.
Yeah.
So the stigma, I guess, is being taken away from the cosmetic side of it.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I think we tend to point to the bad examples of cosmetic surgery. And certainly most people that we deal with around the SAN, they want to look natural, they want to look fresher, they don't want to look operated on.
No, of course not.
And good cosmetic surgery is not obvious.
Yeah.
That's the way we prefer to do it.
Yeah, exactly right. And how many, 9 surgeons, is that a lot? for a private hospital?
It is a lot, but it, you know, the SANS a large institution, and you know, it's very shortly going to become the largest single campus private hospital in the country.
Oh, it's the what's been done there, the refurbishment, just extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very exciting.
Now, just put your headphones on there, because and if you can hear me, that means you can hear the program. So you can hear me, okay? Josephine's got a question for you. Hi, Josephine.
Hi, I do have a question.
Yeah.
I have a muffin top.
The old muffin top, yes.
The old muffin top. How do you get rid of it?
Yeah, tummy tuck. Yeah.
Is that the only, that's the option?
Don't know.
It depends on the individual, obviously.
Okay.
It's there are a number of options. Generally, there's an excess of loose skin and subcutaneous fat.
Would it have anything to do with the fact that I've had three seasons? Or am I just trying to, you know...
Look for an excuse.
Yeah, it often tends... People who do have an overhanging tummy, it does tend to hang over where a cesarean scar would normally go. But right. You do have a normal sort of crease, natural crease in the deeper layers there. So even people who have not had a cesarean do tend to have an overhang. However, if you do have a thicker scar underneath your tummy, it can accentuate it. But it's not so much the cesarean as probably the children that are blame.
Yeah, yeah. So can you fix the old mutton top? Muffin top? Yeah,
you can. You can. Yeah. It's a very popular winter operation, because you need to wear a supportive binder for 3 or 4 weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's a good operation in the appropriate person.
Yeah. So it can be done, Josephine. Yeah.
I can't ask you who the appropriate person would be, can I?
I would suggest you speak to your general practitioner.
Yeah, talk to your GP first. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way to do it. How much?
Yeah, well,
would it roughly be?
It depends. Depends whether you're in a health fund, whether that covers your...
A lot of variables. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But see the GP and then go through that normal process. That's the thing to do.
Great.
Right?
I'll tell you, I'm on a holiday.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just disappear for 2 weeks. Yeah. See you, Josephine. Funny. But now's the time to do it, by the way, the wintertime surgery. Okay. And Mel's there. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Just had a question. I had breast cancer, got breast cancer, and I had a right side mastectomy plus immediate reconstruction.
Yeah.
Now, after my chemo is finished in December, January, I have the choice of either another mastectomy on the left side or just a reduction. Now, obviously, the doctor says that reduction is less risky, but what would you suggest? I'm just frightened that the breast cancer might find its way back into the real tissue as opposed to another because I've got an implant, so I think I just want a matching pair.
Of course.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, talk to the surgeons that you've been dealing with. But it is difficult to achieve symmetry when you've got one natural breast, whether it's reduced or not, and an implant on the other side. And obviously, whilst breast tissue is remaining, there's a potential risk for breast cancer in the other side.
Yeah.
A reduction does decrease your risk of breast cancer because it's like having a partial mastectomy.
Yeah.
But best to talk to your breast surgeon and your plastic surgeon and weigh up the issues for you in particular.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
All the best.
I can understand that. You want them to look the same both sides. Yeah, exactly.
Symmetry is always a challenge.
Yeah, well, it's as I say, always go through the process. I'm sure you'd recommend that. Go and see your GP if you want any of this. But, for me, I spent too much time there. That hospital of yours at Warunga is an outstanding place. And the refurbishments, what you've done there, is just magnificent.
Yeah, we're looking, actually, the plastic surgery ward, they're looking to the refurbished plastic surgery ward's opening in, I think, 2 weeks. So,
is it?
Yeah.
Right.
They're slowly opening in stages, and I've been through the new building. It looks fabulous.
It does. It looks tremendous. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's Dr. Graeme Sellers from our wonderful SAN Hospital. It is 5:21.
Sydney's favourite weekend team.
Couldn't imagine a weekend without you guys. Make